The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Jeremy Skillington, CEO of Poolbeg Pharma. POLB is ticker there. Jeremy, thanks for joining me.
Always good to be on, Justin.
Yeah, and cutting edge here. You have identified new potential drug candidates for RSV infections as part of an AI intelligence program. We'll talk more about that in a bit. But before we do, Jeremy, just give us a broad overview of what Poolbeg's about, please, if you could.
Yes, we are a clinical stage infectious disease company. We spun out of hVIVO and the AIM listed company last year. We've listed on AIM ourselves, of course. And we've got a number of programs in our pipeline. Our lead program, POLB001, which should be a treatment for severe influenza, just finished a clinical trial in recent weeks, and now we're analyzing the data. So we're focused on other respiratory viral infections beyond influenza, including RSV as a key. So this collaboration is an interesting one to analyze a unique data set to look for new treatments, new targets and treatments for RSV, which, as you know, is much in the news these days as it's spreading rapidly this winter.
Yeah, it is. It's everywhere. And, my son has a sort of lung condition, and we had tests back recently. He does cough swab tests quite a lot, and because he's quite prone to it, but he's got flu and RSV. So, and I've, of course, apart from that, he's fit and healthy. But the fact is, I think my mother as well is a lot older, has got it, and she's been taken down with stuff like this. And so it does affect, doesn't it, the young and the old, and it's everywhere at the moment. I've not spoken to anyone on the podcast who's not ill. It's phenomenal.
It's interesting because the interesting about this is that this is like the microscope from the pandemic is that it's always been there. It's always been around, and people get their colds and flus and kind of move on. But now it's the case where we have the technologies to analyze what do each other have and what do you do to treat. But like, unfortunately for something like RSV, there's no vaccines out there presently. There's a couple of promising ones in late kind of clinical. But there's no treatments out there. So obviously there's still a need to treat the viruses such as RSV, particularly in vulnerable populations, as you mentioned, whether it's underlying conditions, the very young or the very old.
Yeah. Well, you are at the cutting edge of finding solutions here because identifying new potential drug candidates for RSV is part of the AI, program. So tell us more how this works then, Jeremy.
Yes. Listen, we're very proud of this one. It's a groundbreaking program. We started a collaboration with One Tree Biotech in February. They've taken our very unique data set, this RSV challenge data set, this humans deliberately infected with RSV, and trying to understand what causes the disease, what drives the disease, how the immune system responds to the disease. And looking at this, you need large supercomputers to take all of that data and analyze to see what's going on. And our scientific team have been working very closely with One Tree, building this tailored AI analysis to dissect and interrogate this data. And again, looking for new important biological pathways and ultimately drug targets. So we announced that last month. We completed that stage, looking for new drug targets. And of course, this next stage now is looking for drug candidates that hit those drug targets. So, we plan then to, we've completed that phase. Again, credit to One Tree for the hard work they've done to unravel this data set. And ultimately now the next step for us is to take these drug candidates and to look at more lab-based validation work and coming up with new drugs to add to our pipeline. So, it's quite remarkable that we were able to do this in a 10-month time frame. I think in times gone by, this will take several years. So, very excited by this opportunity and the potential for expanding Poolbeg's pipeline.
Yeah. And so far as this program is concerned now, with 1-3, like another milestone hit. So what's next for this program?
Yeah, I mean, this is, as I say, we'll take this into the lab and do a bit more study. But as you say, I mean, RSV itself is a huge issue. There's so much talk going on right now. About spreading around. I mean, there's 58,000 to 80,000 children under the age of 5 are hospitalized every year in the US from RSV, and 60,000 to 120,000 hospitalizations in those age 65 and over. So it's a critical issue, very serious issue. So as I say, we're going to take these recommended Therapies forward. And I think importantly, the ones that we're selecting have already been, you know, in the clinic. We know that these drugs are safe. They've obviously been applied for different uses. So this is a very unique approach that Poolbeg is taking, is really kind of repositioning of existing assets, which decreases our risk from a development standpoint. But we get lab-based data with filing intellectual property and again, move them forward there into our own pipelines, you know, potentially partnering. And what we found recently is from our numerous conversations with pharma partners, they're very interested in this particular approach. You know, they spend a lot of time and money at pharma looking for new drug targets and ultimately new drugs. And here are we kind of giving them, let's say, a shortcut, you know, using this data set that they don't have, you know, that we have. And from that, we were able to, you know, to move forward programs then for partnering. So they're very intrigued in what we're doing. And as you know, this is our business model to partner early. And, you know, pharma, we know, are still keen and interested in developing drugs for infectious diseases. And very recently, Pfizer, you know, working with Leanne Bayer on their RSV candidate and paid an upfront fee of 20 million. Which downstream milestones of 135 million. So, like, there's an appetite in pharma to partner on these programs, and obviously that's where Poolbeg wants to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what? I remember sort of at this time last year, you're working up into the wire, you know, for Christmas, and it's happening again. You haven't stopped, and still news flow happening. So, what do you say? If you could summarise some of the, you know, the big milestones you've hit this year, and also just say, you know, what's to look for out for next year.
Yeah, and listen, it's been an incredible year, and I always, you know, give, you know, credit and acknowledgement to the Poolbeg team, who do work incredibly hard to push forward our programs, our assets, our strategies. And as I said, we've built out our pipeline this year, adding some assets to the portfolio. You know, we've got intellectual property granted from the various programs, which is always good. You know, I think looking forward then, you know, we've the full data analysis for our lead program 001 expected in Q2 of 23. And in around the same time, Cytoreason, who are looking at our influenza data from an AI standpoint, they'll have outputs around the same time, you know, in Q3. And again, pushing forward our other programs, 002 and 003. And you're right, we announced last week about initiating a feasibility study around our oral GLP-1 agonist, which we'll get into clinical testing in the first half of next year as well. So lots of activity going on. It's been an incredibly productive year. We're not going to slow down, and looking forward to an exciting and productive 2023 as well.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, quickly then, Jeremy, three bullet points. Why should someone hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Poolbeg Pharma to their watch list?
Absolutely. I mean, infectious disease is where it's at right now. There's a lot of focus and emphasis from everybody, you know, pharma and governments and people. They want to be better products. And that's what Poolbeg plans to bring forward and present and partner with our pharma companies. We have the ability to execute. I think we've shown that this year. And as I say, we're just building further for the future, and you know, we'll deliver on our stated objectives. So I think all is looking good for Poolbeg, and looking forward to a little rest over Christmas, but back to hit the ground running in early 2023 with JP Morgan conference in San Francisco to have further discussions. So exciting times, Justin, exciting times, but looking forward to next year.
Exactly. Well, you've earned a break and a rest, I think, Jeremy, but like I said, back to the grindstone next year, and look forward to speaking to you. Thanks very much, Jeremy.
Yeah, you too. Have a good Christmas.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.